This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from central Chile's blazing wildfires jumped to at least 99 people on Sunday after President Gabriel Boric warned the number would rise significantly as teams gutted neighborhoods. Responders continued to battle fires in the coastal tourist region of Valparaiso amid an intense summer heat wave, with temperatures soaring to 40 degrees Celsius over the weekend. The organization in charge of managing victims' bodies said Sunday afternoon it had taken in 99 people, 32 of them identified. Officials say the U.S. and British strikes against rebels in Yemen are being conducted to disable Iranian-backed militias, but it's a careful balance to avoid targeting Iran directly, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
British fighter jets taking off from Cyprus as they join the U.S. in some three dozen strikes against Houthi rebel targets in Yemen.
We do believe that the strikes had good effect in degrading the capabilities of these militia groups to attack us.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on NBC's Meet the Press describing the second wave of attacks to retaliate against the killing of three U.S. service members in Jordan. Sullivan was asked if the U.S. will at some point target Iran.
I'm not going to get into what we've ruled in and ruled out from the point of view of military action. What I will say is that the president is determined to respond forcefully.
Iran is warning the U.S. not to strike two ships suspected of being an operating base for Iranian commandos. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli artillery fired shells along the Israeli-Gaza border on Sunday as the military continued to fight Hamas in the Gaza Strip. This is VOA News. Hamas officials are reviewing a proposed ceasefire deal that suggests pauses in Gaza attacks in exchange for prisoner releases, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Senior Hamas officials say that the group is studying a proposed ceasefire deal that would include a stop to the fighting in Gaza and large-scale prisoner release. But the militants appear to rule out some key components.
A top Hamas leader says in a public statement that their focus is on alleviating the suffering of the people in Gaza by striving for a complete end to aggression.
But Hamas's numerous conditions clash with a multi-stage proposal that officials from Egypt, Israel, Qatar, and the U.S. recently presented. The proposal does not include a permanent ceasefire. Efforts continue for international mediators to close wide gaps between Israel and Hamas. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Hamas and the Houthis are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Senegal's police have made arrests and fired tear gas at opposition supporters protesting against the president's decision to postpone elections scheduled for February 25th. The protesters in the capital of Dakar called on citizens Sunday to defend democracy amid a push for dialogue by West Africa's regional bloc known as ECOWAS. Several opposition figures reject President Macky Sall's decision to postpone the election. The United Nations highest court announced late last week it has jurisdiction to rule on a request by Kyiv for a declaration saying it is not responsible for Russia's claims of genocide. The justification offered by the Kremlin ahead of its 2022 invasion of Ukraine. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
At The Hague in the Netherlands, the seat of the International Court of Justice, or ICJ, the body said it has jurisdiction to rule on a request by Ukraine saying it was not responsible for genocide. Russia used that claim to launch its invasion of Ukraine nearly 2 years ago. While a legally binding decision is likely still years away, Moscow says the court has no jurisdiction in the matter. And while U.S. support for Ukraine is stuck in congressional partisan gridlock, the European Union last week announced a robust four-year, $54 billion aid package for Ukraine. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
The U.S. Senate on Sunday unveiled a $118 billion bipartisan border security bill that would also provide aid to Ukraine and Israel following months of negotiations, but the measure faces an uncertain future. I'm Joe Ramsey.